Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden says he is threatening to withhold weapons to Israel if it proceeds with a major ground assault on Rafah. That's the southern Gaza city where about half the territory's population is now sheltering. Israeli tanks have moved into the city's outskirts, and Israeli officials are urging Palestinians to leave parts of Rafah. But farther north, there's also been heavy Israeli bombardment, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Tel Aviv.
Grainy black and white video released by Israel's military shows an explosion enveloping a whole city block. The military says its warplanes struck 25 targets, including tunnels and sniper posts in central Gaza. The UN says tens of thousands of Palestinians are leaving Rafah in the south, but that the places where they're going may also be under bombardment and lack essential infrastructure. It says that with Israeli tanks controlling the Rafah crossing with Egypt, no fuel has entered the territory, and that existing stocks will be depleted within days. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is also warning that fuel shortages in Gaza have forced a hospital in Rafah to shut down. The Republican-led House Education Committee held a hearing yesterday. This was focused on educators who deal with anti-Semitism in public schools. NPR's Corey Turner says three leaders from major public school districts testified.
All three have been in the spotlight for students and in some cases staff saying or doing things that could be considered anti-Semitic. From the get-go, though, these district leaders acknowledge these incidents are happening, but they denied that they are unchecked or pervasive. And in fact, at one point, David Banks, who heads the New York City schools, actually warned lawmakers of casting aspersions on an entire system. After all, he said some members of Congress have made anti-Semitic statements.
NPR's Corey Turner reporting. The former interpreter for the Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says he will plead guilty. He's admitting to prosecutors he stole more than $16 million from Ohtani. From LAist McKenny Sievertson has more.
The U.S. Attorney's Office announced that Ipe Mizuhara will plead guilty to bank and tax fraud charges, which carries a maximum 33-year sentence. Under his plea agreement, Mizuhara agrees to pay all criminal debts ordered by the court in full and on time. He must also surrender various collectible baseball cards, sports memorabilia, and other property gained during his illegal activity. Mizuhara was fired by the Dodgers in March after being accused of stealing from Ohtani, who has described him as a close friend, to pay off gambling debts. Investigators say there's no evidence to show Ohtani participated in or knew about the sports gambling, which is illegal in California. Mizuhara's arraignment is now scheduled for next week. For NPR News, I'm McKenna Sievertson in Los Angeles.
This is NPR. The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for much of Middle Tennessee. More than 5 inches of rain have already fallen this morning, and there's more in today's forecast. There are tornado watches posted from Mississippi to Georgia. Yesterday, tornadoes killed two people in Tennessee and a third person in North Carolina. The same tornado danger is back today. More than 300,000 children across the nation lost a parent to a drug overdose between 2011 and 2021. That's according to a new study in JAMA Psychiatry. As NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, kids who lose a parent may be at greater risk of long-term problems.
Nearly 60% of these bereaved children lost a father to a drug overdose. Dr. Nora Volkov heads the National Institute on Drug Abuse and is an author of the study. She says children are often the forgotten victims of overdose deaths.
We've basically neglected to realize that when someone dies, there is a family that's left behind. And if the family has young children, that makes them very, very vulnerable.
Past research shows that the death of a parent during childhood can put a child at a greater risk of a range of problems, including poor performance at school and long-term mental health issues. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
The Olympic flame continues to move across France. It arrived yesterday by ship in the port of Marseille, and torchbearers are carrying it through that city today. The torch will spend the next 11 weeks traveling across France until it arrives in Paris. The Olympic opening ceremonies are set for July 26th. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.